I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday. Rach, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just, you ever get like that?
Is it because the studio door is open and there's a fan?
It could be.
It just feels weird.
Yes.
It just feels different than it usually does.
Yes, yes.
And it's Monday and I don't
Wheeler isn't here.
To me, the weekend went by really quickly.
Yes. Andrew's going to jail soon.
I mean,
so
that
many.
Is unfortunate.
Yeah, so many things. Melanie Broyles is the founder and owner of Etiquette St. Louis, and she was with us a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago now. Time flying by, 2025, and she's back in studio with us today. We wanted to do an update and talk about the etiquette of the holidays and things like that. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me back.
We're all telling you how cute you look today. You're going to be coming in here all the time.
Thanks. I love that. I know. It's good for a girl.
I told her she looked great, and I brought her in here, and Rach is like, oh my God, you look so cute. Look at that. I love that. So congratulations. I just celebrated my 25th anniversary in radio, and this month is your 25th as well.
It is, and it's kind of weird to think back. You know, I was just sharing when I quit my corporate job in November, right, of 2000. I don't think I had any idea where it was going to go. And
yeah.
I think the first couple of years were interesting and struggle, and you're building something. And when you look back at, you know, the people you've come in contact with and the people you've impacted, right? And
yeah.
Hopefully the world is a kinder, gentler place, you know, because of it. But, you know, I run into people that I had when they were kids, and I'm just waiting for some kid to come up to me and go, hey, Mrs. Broyles, you taught my mom, and then I'm going to pass out.
Yeah,
it's all going to go bad from there. But
yeah, I get that. I get that quite a bit because, so my son Nick was 5 when I started the show, and he's 30 now. Duh. And so I get quite a few people that age saying, oh, man, I was forced to listen to you as a kid because my dad loved you. But then when I got to be a man myself, I started listening. And yeah, kind of weird. So for people who were not tuned in the first time, reintroduce Etiquette St. Louis.
All right. So Etiquette St. Louis was obviously an organization we founded in 2000, and it really started to teach children's manners and children's etiquette. I worked in corporate human resources and found all kinds of employees who would say things to me like, Melanie, I'm missing out on promotional opportunities. Why? And we often found it was how they were presenting themselves or how they were communicating or how they were building relationships or connections or networking. And so my wheels got spinning and I up and quit my job and started this business. I actually took over the children's programming from another instructor. But the corporate etiquette, all of those things that have grown over the last 25 years have evolved from that. And what's really cool is we don't just do etiquette anymore. It kind of evolved into experience. So like the experience your customers have when they encounter your organization or your people. It came into the experience of leadership, things like that. And so we connect with tons of employees, tons of kids, tons of teens in our programs with a goal of building their confidence, not impressing other people. That's not really what my you know, this is about for me. It is about giving everyone confidence to feel comfortable in any situation so that they can be their best.
So I'm going to ask you some unfair questions.
Okay.
If without pointing to any in particular behavior.
Okay.
If I said, I'm going to give you this kid and you got 2 minutes to talk to him. Mm-hmm. What sort of a overall paradigm would you try to instill in them that, okay, down and dirty, whether it's business or personal relationships or getting along in high school or college, here's what you need to know.
Think before you speak, and it's not all about you.
Perfect.
I mean, that would be my big thing, because what I find with, depending on the ages, and it could be an adult in the corporate world, it's all about them, right? They'll say things, well, it doesn't matter. I don't care what other people think. You should care what other people think. And one of the things that we are pushing really hard right now is that we've had our corporate groups have said, emotional intelligence is a big deal, right? To be kind and to be thoughtful and to have gratitude and to have empathy. But we have found, Sarah and I, when we're working with kids, we're like, what about emotional intelligence for kids? A study came out just a few months back that talked about the higher an emotional the emotional intelligence of a child is, the less likely they are to be a bully. And so we have started, it doesn't even matter the age, we've started to talk about the impact your words have, mm-hmm. and how, if you're thinking about, you know, those 12 attributes or whatever, being kind, being empathetic, being positive, being humble, when you're thinking about those things, you are less likely to hurt someone else with your words.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that rang true with me. It was an article in my show prep, and it was the number one attribute of likable people. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a likable person, so yeah. I'm like, I'm going to read this. And it was that you are a great listener. Mm. That was the number one thing, according to this scientist.
Do you know, so I always talk about, I'll get in front of a corporate group and I'm like, where do you think the listening ability of the general world is today? Are we getting better or is it getting worse? And everyone's like, Melanie, it's been lit on fire. Because we listen to respond, we don't listen to understand. So letting someone talk and then formulating your questions versus interrupting them, or like you're already formulating what you want to say in the back of your head, so you actually didn't hear what they have to say. So I think if we can do that and hear people, it doesn't mean you have to agree with them. It doesn't mean that you have to think the exact same things, but it simply means that you've taken the time and you have the courtesy to allow them to speak and process what they say and then respond in a thoughtful way.
Yeah. So during our 25-year career, the world has changed.
Oh, yes.
The world always changes. You can take any 25-year period and like, oh, my gosh, look at that. We went from Vietnam to XYZ. But in your opinion, how has it changed corporately and how has it changed just in general interactions?
So when I talk about the corporate world, I think one of the biggest things that have changed is, one, how we communicate. And this makes me sound old, so I'm going to tread lightly here. But I remember when I was in a corporate human resources position as a young 22, 23-year-old right out of college, and they said, you know, this email thing that we're using is only for internal communications. Don't worry about punctuation or capitalization. And now we send everything, you know, so that technology, that impact of technology. But I think the one thing, in my opinion, on the corporate world that has impacted us most is when casual attire crept in. And I love it, right? I'm in jeans and a great sweater today. This is my every day. I love it. But I think that understanding what casual dress meant and what made it appropriate in the workplace and what those rules are. And I think after COVID, it got even more casual. So helping people understand that it's okay to dress casual, just you should still get ready, right? So that's a thing. And then I think for kids, I think the use of technology and Facebook, which I love technology and I love social media, but I think that it has had a real negative effect on kids' ability to build relationships, make friends, and to understand the impact of their words when there's not an audience right in front of them.
Yeah. Rach, jump in here anywhere you want. Obviously, it's different working at a stuffy corporate place and, say, working here.
Right.
But do you need to be careful, though? Let's say that it's kind of in between. We're at a normal place, but you and I are good friends.
Right.
And I see in the hallway and I say, hey, what's up, Mel? Is that a mistake because you never know who's listening and who may be judging?
No, I think familiarity is okay. And I think casualness has become okay, right? Because you and I know each other well, so we say, hey, what's up, Mel? I don't have necessarily a problem with that. It's interesting that, to me, etiquette isn't about being stuffy or formal. I think you can be at the most casual place in the world, and if you are friendly and you're respectful to people, but that doesn't mean you can't be casual. I think that that's okay. I think that the stuff that I'm talking about is that you think about, you don't tell a joke that you automatically assume they'll be okay with. Or that you don't discount the fact that your organization has a dress code, right? Or, you know, or your school has a dress code or whatever it is. I think casualness is okay. I think as long as it's still kind and respectful, I can dress. I think I can look more professional in jeans and a blazer than some people who are following a really stuffy dress code look. And so I think that there's ways to do this at every level, at every organization. So I don't think it has as much to do with that casualness as it has to do with thoughtfulness.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Melanie Broyles, the founder and owner of Etiquette St. Louis. You can get in touch with her if you would like to avail yourself of her services. Let's talk a little bit about the holidays. Just in general, you know?
Yep.
We're to that place now that my son has had the same girlfriend for 6 years. Our families are involved. We can't be at Thanksgiving at 1. We'll be there at 4, blah, 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 blah. There's all these, you know, we all talk about how stressful the holidays are and it's a pressure cooker and just general advice for people and interacting, whether at holiday parties or home parties and the such.
So a big thing is if you're at a corporate setting, so if you get invited to a work holiday party, I always say that the behavior that's expected when you're at work still applies. So when you're choosing your outfit, when you're choosing, you have to understand where you work and you have to know your audience. And if you bring your spouse, then that's your job to educate them on those topics and that attire and appropriateness as well. So that's your job. So I would always say that even if it's after hours, you need to think through what those expectations are and will they still see me as a professional or someone aspiring to this level? So that's the first thing. The second thing
is... That's such a trap.
Yeah, that...
Because as we all know, a lot of times the owners are like, come on, we're doing shots.
Yeah.
Come on, Melanie, get out there and show us your dance moves. And then the next day, everyone's like, man, you really took that one pretty far.
Yeah, being the talk of the town after a work social event is not necessarily the goal. I mean, you can be talked about for all the right reasons and all the wrong reasons. And so... You know, I always feel like those are really difficult situations to navigate. Or, and sometimes it's not the employee, it's their spouse, right? Or their date that they chose to bring. And so it is your job as the employee to make sure that your spouse or guest is on board with your expectations. So when it comes to like family things, so those can be really tricky. I always say like avoid the difficult topics, right? Avoid the controversial topics. Your goal is to be with your family and to celebrate them. I have four adults, right? And so I've got two of my kids are married. One has a girlfriend, right, that he's had for a while, and then the other one is single. But we are starting that navigating of this is not the Thanksgiving my girls will be with us, but Christmas we do this and how you're coordinating. So you have to be thoughtful. You have to give people space. You have to be flexible. And I have to keep reminding myself my kids are listening, and they're probably like, oh, yeah, Mom, remember to be flexible. I'm going to hear that come back to me. And so I think that's a big deal. But I think like things like showing up on time, if you're supposed to bring a dish, bring a dish. Don't be the person that shows up 2 hours late and delays everybody else. If you're supposed to bring a gift, yeah. Right? Those are big deals. But I will tell you the thing that I want everyone to remember is to be kind to retail workers and to settle down. I literally pulled into a mall parking lot yesterday, saw someone walking to their space. I was sitting there nicely waiting for my spot, you know, left some room so people could get around me because I didn't want to. And someone pulled in front of me, turned on their blinker and stole my spot. And it's not even Thanksgiving.
Yikes. Mm. What about that? What about when you do crap the bed? One instance with my family we still crack up about is when the kids were smaller, we took them to Florida, and Nick took a buddy of his, Will, who's like my second son, and we played this card game called Mao,
okay.
Which is all, its whole purpose is to piss you off. And for the first time in my life, I took a drug called Trazodone, and it just... It did something to me. Okay. And so while we're playing, I'm typically very nice, but I'm pretty bad at playing games. And I lost it. And like, I literally went into a bedroom, covered myself up to my neck, and one by one had my family members come in and apologize to them. It was, and we all just really crack up about it. It's a really funny thing in my life, but it wasn't so funny that night. What happens when you go too far?
So I think the biggest thing is own it. Don't try to blame somebody else. Just, you know what? I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have treated you that way. I said something I shouldn't have said. I think apologies, especially if they're sincere and authentic, go a long way. You know, when your kids were little and you said, go apologize to your sister or go apologize. And they're like, sorry, that's not real. Right. We know that. But when you really do, like, none of us are perfect. And I think that like technology, social media, artificial intelligence has made us think that perfect is attainable. And it's not. So the reality is we need to set our expectations where we know that the person attending with us is human and I'm human. And we need to not take things so seriously, not take things so personally, own it and apologize when you can, repair that relationship, and that's really what it's about. Because dividing and nobody seeing each other anymore, that's not the way it was supposed to be.
Rachel, anything?
I mean, it's Melanie, it seems like so much of what you're talking about just comes down to respect and having respect for others. Is there any sort of like regrounding advice you could give to someone where it's like, I mean, how can you just find that respect in any situation? Maybe that's an unfair question.
No, it's not at all. I think that what advice I would give somebody is to, if you literally think about, am I being kind, and are my words lifting somebody up, or are my words tearing them down? Mm-hmm. And I think it comes back to that. Like, you don't always have to have the last word. You don't always have to be right. Right could be a combination of what one person said and a combination of what somebody else said. But when we get so absorbed in ourself, and I think that's my biggest reminder, is step outside yourself for a minute and say, how would I want them to treat me? Or how would this impact me? And we think about our words. I think that that's a big deal. And I think that the alcohol thing you mentioned was a big deal, right? We don't do shots at holiday parties. And maybe if you tend to get out of hand when you've had a lot to drink, maybe you have one drink. Maybe you refrain from a drink and have a beautiful sparkling water in a pretty glass, I like to call it, right? And so maybe you think those things through. But maybe you have somebody there that says, you know, gives you a little elbow and says, hey, let's dial it back down, right? Or let's not play this game. Let's put this game away. Everybody's getting out of hand. I think, you know, being accountable to one another and taking that out of love and not, you know, out of like, oh, they're trying to tame me, yeah, or whatever.
How do people get in touch with you?
Oh, etiquettestlouis.com. They can check us out on the website. They can find us on Facebook, and they can find out about the corporate classes we have coming up. They can find out about cotillions we have coming up. We're doing some one-on-one coaching. We're having a lot of fun with it. And we, you know, just this week we talked to a group about social media, and the parents stayed after and like, Melanie, more kids have to hear this. What they're posting online and thinking before they speak is such a big deal to us.
Perfect. Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, guys. DJS 225. Speaking of KMOX in 100 years, this Thursday is 11/20, KMOX Day, and we're taking that opportunity to blow out all of the programming. And we've been having multiple meetings on this, so many moving parts, as Andrew can attest, being one of the producers. It's just like from probably 8 in the morning on Thursday until 6:30 when we go to football. It's going to be nonstop old OGs from KMOX with the current KMOX staff. I will be on from 10 a.m. until noon with Amy and Charlie Brennan and Bob Costas and John Carney. And then throughout the day, you'll have different variations of that. And I think it's gonna be a lot of fun because there's no way to really plan this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to end up being a free-for-all.
Yeah.
So
these kind of events in radio, we've all been a part of a few things like
this
on
the show. Well, like when we just did the DGS 25th.
Yeah.
Very much like that.
It's very much like you roll with the punches. You plan the best you can, and then all of a sudden someone's late or someone doesn't show up, and it throws things off, but then somebody shows up that you didn't think was going to show up, and that makes it even better, and then you just bring everybody in all together, and it's, you know, you plan it as best you can, but it ends up being very exciting and very interesting and very fun.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, it's a party. We're all rolling with the punches.
I wonder how many stations have ever hit 100 years.
I wouldn't think many.
Wouldn't think all that many.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. There aren't many radio stations that have as storied of a history as KMOX, for sure.
No, not even close.
So, according to the AI overview on Google, the oldest U.S. commercial radio station is KDKA in Pittsburgh, and they started in October of 1920.
So 5 years older than us.
So mm-hmm. only 5 years older than us. So,
yeah.
And that's the oldest.
They were talking about this guy, Franz Lux, who did the first Cardinals baseball broadcast play-by-play in 1926. So a year before my mom was born, we were doing Cardinal baseball. This sounds made up, right?
Yeah, that's fun.
That doesn't sound right at all. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Hopefully you guys are hip to what's going on with Hardee's and Operation Food Search. We've done this. This is our 8th year where we partner with Hardee's, and you go to Hardee's breakfast, lunch, dinner between now and Christmas Eve. They'll ask you to give an extra dollar to get the DGS 25th anniversary Christmas sticker. Please do that. If they don't ask you, please ask them. And you can give as much as you want. People give $500 in the drive-thru, and it goes straight to Operation Food Search. And you guys have been responsible. I have it right here somewhere. You have been responsible for 3,200 children per year receiving a full school year of weekend meals through Operation Backpack. And you have raised $638,000. This year, we're going to get up to $700,000. So we're going to keep harping on you about that until Christmas Eve. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Bernie, hope you had a great weekend, my friend.
I did. A lot of football, a lot of just relaxing. All good, Dave. Thank you.
Are you, Rachel and I were just talking about, we are both geeked out because Ken Burns' new documentary on the Revolutionary War just dropped. Are you into that stuff?
I will be. In fact, I watched some interviews Ken Burns gave about it when he was getting it ready to, you know, release. And I was captivated because I've watched all of his documentaries. In fact, I love historical documentaries, period. I forgot that it was starting this weekend, but believe me, I'll catch up because I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
So we always do sports with you, duh, you're Bernie Mikulas. But since Wheeler's not here and it's kind of a cheaty day, I thought maybe we could do a first topic that's not sports. Do you mind jumping in on that?
Not at all.
Okay, yeah. So I'm watching this show on Apple called Pluribus. And just real quickly, aliens or something causes a hive mind, and everyone in the world, everyone on the planet, but 12 people all share a mind. And this the protagonist is trying to change things, blah, blah, blah. I say all that to get here. A little bit of a spoiler, but not much. Happens in the first episode. One of the 12 who are being completely catered to by the hive mind people, the other humans, chooses his mode of transportation to be Air Force One. So he gets to fly everywhere in the world on Air Force One. And you know, it's very striking visually, and it's a great part of the story. But it made me think, okay, I'll play your little game. If you could choose your mode of transportation, would it be Air Force One? Would it be something else? Would it be a different kind of vehicle? And I'll go first. Okay. I would choose the Orient Express. And it would be just me. Like a 1900s palatial train, old-timey. I'd be like Kim Jong-un. I would just be traveling the country in my personal train.
All right. You're going to think that I'm copying off you. I swear to you, I'm not. I have always loved train travel. I have gotten to the point. One of the reasons I left the newspaper is because I was traveling 100, 120, 130 days a year. I could not handle flying anymore. I mean, it really like a psychological issue with it. As a kid growing up where I did and living where I did when I was a young sports writer, you know, I was very close to the train station, Pennsylvania Railroad. I took the train up and down the East Coast anytime I could travel, and I loved every second of it, just absolutely adored it. And my dream vacation would actually be, you know, maybe like a coast train trip. I would just find that to be incredibly relaxing and very peaceful and just very satisfying. So, yeah, I would avoid all airplanes. I would avoid jets. I would avoid, I would avoid private jets, you know, all that. I would get on a train and just sit there and read to my heart's content.
You and me both, brother.
I like where you guys' heads are at with the trains. But I mean, if it can be anything, I'm going by horseback everywhere.
What?
Like a beautiful horse.
There you go.
It's striking, but you're going to be sore.
Well, I mean, the experiment is like you could take a train anywhere. Like you can't take a train everywhere. They're not going to build new tracks for you. This is our fantasy world. And my fantasy world, right. I'm going by horseback. I'm going to have a pet horse.
Andrew?
Private jet.
Yeah.
Private jet?
The one. Little one, not big one. Little one, one of them little ones. I don't actually know like the sizes of them because I've never even looked at one before. I've never even like seen one in person, let alone been on one or flown on one. But gotta think. There's a reason all them
rich guys have them.
All them rich guys and whatnot. You went on one once, didn't you?
A few times. Bulger had a 9-seat called a Hawker, I think. Mm. Just like a big limo in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about it was cool. But the coolest thing, because Bernie, I'm a terrible flyer. I almost crashed once in Alaska back in like 1991. And since then, I've been a terrible flyer. And Bulger told his pilot and co-pilot that. And we were flying to Vegas. And we're going over the mountains, and we're going to hit some turbulence. And the co-pilot took over. The pilot came back in the fuselage, sat next to me, and said, I understand you have a little bit of flying anxiety. Let me sit here while we go over the mountains. That's pretty cool.
Did you say, get back up there. I need the pilot.
Yeah, I'd have been like, I would really prefer if you were flying.
No, I wanted
this
him
SOB.
I wanted him right there. I was fine. I was fine.
Yeah, that's a great story. You know, Rachel, you got me thinking of something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what mode of transportation I would never submit to? And I'm going back in time. I'm going way back in time.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe it's because I watched too many Westerns where people got just shot up or whatever, like in stagecoaches. No, I don't want to. No, don't take me back in time. I don't want to be just, you know, being on the wilderness, having no idea like who's like hiding, ready to ambush me in the stagecoach.
Couldn't
it freaks
agree
me
more.
Out. It
Couldn't
freaks me
more.
Out.
Totally agree. I agree too. Because growing up, you never ever saw a stagecoach that didn't get robbed.
Yeah, they're never having a good time.
They're never having a good time. They're either bouncing around
there's always a huge emergency going on.
That's right. And you know, in some of the historical dramas about that, I mean, you know, it's enough to scare the you know what out of you. You know, watching some of those Taylor Sheridan prequels.
Yeah.
to Yellowstone?
Yes.
You know, I mean, just like, what are they doing to those people? No, you know, go build a house or something. Just get off the trail.
So, Byrne, what was your favorite story over the weekend from sports? What did you have the most fun with or find the most interesting?
Well, that's a great question. I actually think that this is strange because I'm not dwelling on the negative, but I just find it fascinating. And so in that sense, it is a favorite story because it's one of the really unique things happening in the NFL this year. The Kansas City Chiefs can't win close games anymore.
Hmm.
And they fall apart. You know, they entered the season with a 17-0 record, their last 17 games, including the postseason, that were decided by one score. After losing yesterday, they're 0-5 this season. And Mahomes, we all agree, the best quarterback in the game, he has been just misfiring in the fourth quarter. And he's been kind of panicking. He's been kind of jumpy. And he's rushing things. And I just, the psychology of that, where you have a world, you have a world-class, the great teams of the modern era, really a dynasty-type team. But all of a sudden, the wheels are coming off. I'm just fascinated by that stuff because you also know enough of that championship pedigree there to where maybe they can summon it. Maybe they can summon it, but they're 5-5 and they can't win the close games anymore. And that's all they used to do. The other thing in sports, just watching Josh Allen yesterday, ridiculous. 3 touchdown passes, 3 touchdown runs, 6 touchdowns in the game.
Unbelievable.
And that Buffalo Bills team is not very good at all. The defense is awful. They don't have good receivers. And he's got to carry them to like every game they win. If he does it, where he's got to be superhuman, it doesn't happen. They go down. So just watch yesterday was great entertainment, but just made me admire what these guys can do, you know, at the height of their powers. They're incredibly impressive.
So, Byrne, one of the things about sports I'm most interested in is the non-physical, the motivation, the change in energy during a game or during a season or during a career. I know personally this is 100% true. When I play baseball, my whole career and now in old man baseball, I'm an infielder. If I field the first ball hit to me, I promise you, I'm not missing a ball. I'm diving. I'm catching everything. If I miss the first grounder, take me out of the game because I won't catch another ball. And I've always been like that. I wish I were more mentally strong and less streaky, but I have just always personally found that with me and in watching sports. And I'm wondering if you think that the Chiefs are more physical, there's problems, or it's more non-physical.
Well, a lot of it's physical because their offensive line's terrible. And so Mahomes is under a lot of duress. But he's not handling that part. He's handled that part well in the past. This is just my theory. And that was a great question. But this is just my theory. And, you know, and reading everything that you said after the game, I think they're starting to doubt themselves. I think they... It's crazy to say that they're losing their confidence or losing their mojo, but I really think they are because they're not used to this kind of failure. They're used to winning these kind of games that they are now losing. And not just losing, but really kind of screwing up as they lose them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think even the greatest collection of athletes in the world, a team, can lose their confidence. They can be like Dave Glover out on the ball field.
Yep.
If you screw up a ground ball hit right at you, you're not going to be so sure in your mind. That can also afflict the greatest athletes in the world. It really, confidence can come and go.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. Look at Volpe this year for the Yankees. I felt so bad for that guy.
I know. He went through it, didn't he? And, you know, and it's like that with pitchers on the mound. We see really good hitters go in these terrible slumps, and it's like, are they ever going to get out of it? And we know that they're really, really good, but they start to doubt themselves.
Yeah.
It might last a week. It might last 2 weeks. It might last 5 days. But it's always fascinating. Like, even with a guy like Ohtani, there were times in the postseason, for all the incredible things he did, where he looked just lost at the plate. And he was sort of freaking out. He was doing all these extra batting practice sessions that he normally doesn't do. He was getting in the cage all the time. I think the Dodgers told him to ease up a little bit. So if Ohtani can have some doubt in his mind about his hitting, Dave Glover can, right?
That's right. You better believe it. Yep. All right, buddy, tell us about Saliga.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 251. Rach, tell me about ancient Chinese toe reading.
Okay. Time for some toe talk. I don't know about you guys. I absolutely hate stuff like this where it's like, if your big toe is longer than your second toe, that means you are very generous. Like, I'm sorry. I don't believe that. But we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
So let's start with your big toe. Right, everyone's picturing their own feet, right?
Hang on, let me get my dogs out. I'll get them on camera.
If the big toe is longer than all your other toes, it means you are super creative and good at coming up with ideas fast. It's also a sign of intellect and out-of-the-box thinking. Okay, I think that was probably written by someone whose big toe is longer than all of their other toes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
One of those losers.
Like, it's a sign of intellect. Because of the length of my toe?
Talk to me about the second toe being the longest.
Well, if your second toe is longer than the rest of your toes, as is the case for me as well, Dave, uh-huh. This means you've got mad leadership qualities.
Duh.
You're decisive, and you have a take-charge personality. Now, some people might describe you as bossy, but it's probably just jealousy. If
Losers.
You're one of these people with a shorter second toe, this means you're more laid back. More of a laid back person.
You guys, wait, okay.
Because your toe is short.
You guys' second toe is longer than your big toe?
Mine is way longer.
Mine's longer.
Every Glover's is. You're really going to take your shoes off.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm quite certain that my big toe is longer. Which means that I'm like super handsome
creative
or whatever. Oh,
yes.
Well,
but we're your boss because we're leaders.
Well, yeah, but that's already
and sometimes
true.
You can find us bossy.
That's already true.
Third toe. If you got a long third toe,
you're a freak.
You're a freak. Yeah.
Well, I don't know anyone whose third toe is longer than their big toe. Come,
yeah.
I mean, speak now if you're one of these people. Get at
us.
Push
those people
street.
Into the volcano.
But the longer your third toe is, the more career-focused you are.
Yeah, not us.
Oh.
Fourth toe. We're still going with the toes. If you have a straight fourth toe, it means your family and your relationships are very important to you. But if your toe is curled, it means unhappiness in your familial relationships.
What do you... So fourth toe...
So your ring finger.
So like your ring toe.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's curled or not. I don't.
Well, we have no
you
choice
keep
but
wanting
to get
show
our
the
toes
dogs.
Out.
I have not paid close enough attention, I'm learning, to my own feet to learn what kind of dude I am.
Okay, so let's move on to the baby toe. The ultimate test for a baby toe is if you can wiggle your pinky toe independently from the rest. I don't believe I am able to do that. I'm wiggling my pinky toe currently, and all of the toes are moving.
Yeah, you kind of move it horizontally, but not vertically.
Well, if you are able to move your pinky toe and not the rest of your toes, it means you're a flirt. Mm. You're spontaneous. You enjoy trying new things, and you can easily adjust to varying circumstances.
I'll tell you one thing about my little toe. I can cut bologna with it. I'm not talking about the nail. I'm talking about the toe.
What do you mean?
Like... Don't you, like, my...
Go on.
Is it solid? Is that what you're saying?
Like, my... Okay, look at your pinky. Pretend that's your little toe. Uh-huh. The bottom of my pinky is very pink and soft and normal. If it were my toe, it would be straight and sharp.
Hmm. So it's a... You got some rough skin down there.
Oh, beyond.
A calloused baby toe.
A calloused baby toe.
Remember what the massage lady did?
That you're chopping deli meats with. Yeah.
When she was massaging me, and she came to, like, it was back when I was wearing my...
Whoa!
Yeah.
I remember the
that
whoa.
That was extremely funny.
I remember the whoa.
This ain't on myself.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.